Two of today's papers lead with stories related to household expenditure. The Irish Independent reports that about 130,000 homeowners who have been paying discounted rates on electricity or gas bills since switching supplier last year could be in for shock over the coming weeks as their discounted period expires and higher rates kick in. Charlie Weston reports that this could be somewhat offset by a reduction in the price of wholesale electricity being passed on to consumers, with price cuts of up to 20% in the autumn. In her story in the Irish Times, meanwhile, Jennifer Bray quotes the Taoiseach casting doubt on the likelihood of a 25% cut in childcare costs in the budget, which had been expected after Minister for Children Roderick O'Gorman said last year that he wanted to see a 50% cut in the cost of childcare between last year's and this year's budget. On foot of last week's poll, which suggested a drop in support for Fine Gael to 18%, Mr. Varadkar also defends his leadership of the party and urges the coalition to stick together. The government's response to comments made by President Michael D. Higgins in an interview in yesterday's Business Post criticising the government's Forum on International Security, which begins this week, generates the lead story in today's Irish Examiner. Ciara Phelan quotes remarks made by the Taoiseach in a statement issued yesterday, saying that it would be a mistake for Ireland to shy away from re-examining its security and defence policies given Russia's war in Ukraine. Phelan also quotes former Justice Minister Charlie Flanagan describing President Higgins' criticism of Louise Richardson as chair of the forum as unnecessary, unfair and disappointing. And Minister of State Neil Richmond's remark that the President had gone close to stepping over the line in terms of his authority to make such comments. For its lead story, the Irish Daily Mail talks to pharmacists about measures needed to tackle the medicines shortage. The Irish Daily Mirror runs with a story on its front page about the increase in the number of women and girls being killed in Ireland. Speculation that Liam Brady is to step down as a football pundit with RTE after tonight's game against Gibraltar receives coverage on the front of both the Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun. And the Belfast Telegraph is a lead story about concerns about allegations that bulletproof windows and doors used to protect the homes and offices of senior police officers, politicians and judges deemed to be under threat in Northern Ireland have failed basic ballistics tests. The Irish News builds its lead story around criticisms levelled at the DUP's decision to boycott Stormont by UUP leader Doug Beattie. Back in the front of the Times, there's a picture there of Bono speaking from the altar at the closing event of the Dalkey Book Festival, which took place in the Church of the Assumption in the South Dublin village last night. And finally, the picture in the front of today's Independent is of Cavan woman Leona Maguire, who won her second title on the LPGA tour in Michigan yesterday. We're told that her stunning 8-under-par final round earned her $375,000.